That's on the intro already. Welcome to Everything Guns. So what's up first?
I got this little solar power bank that I'm going to throw into my get-home bag in my truck.
I didn't think we could talk about our get-home bags.
Yeah, well, we can talk about this. We're just not going to do an inventory. But, yeah, so this thing, seen it on, I can't remember where I seen it, but my wife ordered it for me. Came in the other day. It's pretty neat. It's a solar power bank with a hand crank generator. So if you're solar power, if you don't have the solar to do it, you can just use a...
Yeah, I used to have one like that. Yeah, just
a little hand crank.
A little bit smaller.
Pretty neat. Five bank. You get. That's always got the little, you know how you can just sit your iPhone on there to charge?
Oh, that's
it also
nice.
Does that. I got a bunch of different little ends to hook up to. It's a, you know, it's a well-made piece of equipment there.
Who made this?
Well, if I had to guess, some kid in China. But let's see. It's from Gouda.
Gouda. G-O-O-D-A-A-A.
Yeah. 45,800 milliamp hours, solar power bank, hand crank, wireless output.
Do you think 45,800
milliwatt hours? I'm just trying to read it off here. Shut up, man.
That's old 45,800.
So it's
how much was it?
I don't know. I didn't buy it. I told you my wife ordered it. I don't ask those questions. It's got wireless charging capable.
I didn't even hear you say your wife ordered it.
It's got a built-in flashlight. Supports charging multiple devices at the same time, which is pretty neat. So it's going in my bag in my truck. So if something happens and I had to abandon my truck and just grab my bag, I can use that on the way home. Looks like you're having some trouble trying to turn a flashlight on over there, but
no,
pretty neat. I'm gonna take a picture of it, put it on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So we can see what we get, so everybody can see.
Everybody
it.
Be excited about that.
I just said, well, you know, we can put it on there. It don't hurt nothing. Probably our Instagram is everythingguns_podcast and Clear Creek Shooting 33. Now this episode, by the way, is not going to be videoed for YouTube. And I'm probably going to delete off the current videos we have on there because the sound is just horrible.
Yeah, well, because you weren't connected to a microphone.
I realize that. That's why I said the sound is horrible. But we do have all the podcasts are now uploaded on the
YouTube Music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it on YouTube Music? I think I know it's
on
YouTube.
That's what it's for, yeah. It's because Google podcasts are going away. Yeah. So. All right, so what else you got on gear review?
Hold on.
Getting off track here.
Did you know how to do anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a gun review.
That's all I got is my gear. I can talk about my gun first. So I was going through some of my rifles, and I pulled this little Savage Axis 270 I bought a few years ago. I'd kind of forgotten about it. You know, the gun, I think probably right now if you bought it, about $450. Little rifle. Nice little rifle. Comes with a synthetic stock and handguard on it already. But I took that off and put a Boyd stock on it. And a little wood, hardwood finish.
Yeah, it looks nice. Kind of grayish color.
Yeah, we'll definitely put a picture of this on there. It just made the look of this gun just so much better. It's got a cheek rest. It's got a recoil pad.
Yeah, that's
with a spring
good.
On it, made the gun look a lot better. Those Boyd stocks, you can pretty much for any bolt action rifle find one that fits it. Oh, that was loud.
Yeah, that's my phone.
Yeah. So you can go to Boyd stock, pick out which rifle you got. There's, you know, I think 20 different choices for stocks for each rifle. So pretty neat little thing. The rifle itself is a 22-inch carbon steel bolt action, full-round detachable mag, 13.75 length of pull, and 42.5 length overall. Just a 6.3-pound rifle. And it's got a pretty smooth bolt action on it. I like Savage rifles. They're made well. They're not that expensive. I've got that Savage Axis Precision rifle, too. This one definitely has a bit more recoil than a my precision rifle does. So, yeah. Pretty nice little rifle. But just putting that Boyd stock on it just made it look that much better. I do have a little cheap BSA scope on it that I need to replace. I'd forgot that thing was on there.
I just thought the scope looked fairly decent. Anyway, close up.
Yeah. I hadn't shot it in a while. I'll probably take it out this weekend and shoot it. See how it does. Oh, I'm going to take that SAR-9 out this weekend, too.
Oh, yeah,
too,
the one you got on, the one you had on
Gun, it's on, it's back on Gunbroker now. I've got it, I think I've got it, 329 maybe is what I've got it on Gunbroker for. Okay. So we're going to take it out, test it out, and if, I might put it, repost it back at 309 after we shoot it for a little bit, get some, right, do a review on it.
All right. Well, my gun review is the Winchester Model 70 XTR Sporter. It's a 300 Weatherby bolt action rifle. It's 24 inch barrel on it. We hadn't shot it yet. I'm thinking about bringing it up tomorrow as well. Shoot it.
You keeping that one or are you selling that one?
I'm not sure yet. I was thinking about keeping that one because it's, I don't have a 308, and this is fairly comparable to a 308. It's just actually it's a little bit better ballistic. So the 300 Weatherby, 3230 feet per second velocity out of the muzzle. 4,000 pounds of energy, foot-pounds of energy, little, which is, to compare it to a 308, 308 is like 2,680 feet per second and 2,600 foot-pounds of energy. So it's a little bit more powerful. So just to give you an idea of what the rifle is. But it's got the walnuts, colored walnut stock on it. And it's nice. I'm
yeah, we need to see how it shoots. We need to post some pictures of all of these on there.
Yeah, we'll shoot that one tomorrow and kind of give an update on it. Kind of like, yeah, we did my 10 gauge Super Goose on last episode.
That was fun to shoot.
Yeah, so it was that had some kick to it.
Yeah, I was a little unprepared for that.
Yeah, so if any of those, anyone interested to see Jody get knocked out of the frame of a video when he shoots that, just email us and we'll post that video.
I didn't get knocked out of the frame. I lost my balance.
Yeah, right out of the frame. So if anybody's interested in seeing that video, shoot us an email. We'll throw it on YouTube.
I don't know.
That'd be a good one to put on your YouTube shorts.
We didn't tell anybody the email.
Super Goose.
That's not the email.
Super Goose fail or something like that. We could title it.
Yeah, whatever.
That'd be good.
Email us any
reviews
or just a request.
Yeah.
And then we'll send you a t-shirt. And email is at info@clearcreekshooting33.com.
So that's we'll have a little update on the 300 Weatherby rifle next week as well. Next episode to tell you how it shot and how we like it.
Cool. Yeah, and speaking of updates, so you know, I did a review on my Canic steel frame last episode because I'd just gotten it. And I put a few more rounds through it this past weekend, and that thing just really shoots nice. No malfunctions at all. I'd really seen a couple of YouTube videos talking about the steel frame was having some malfunctions. I think failure to load or failure to, I think it's getting jammed up or something, but I haven't had any issues out of mine, so I don't know what they were doing, but no issues out of mine at all. You know, I had your son shot it a few times out there too and shot it really well. First time he'd ever shot that one, so yeah, still highly recommend that one. Starting to see them come in stock a little bit more. I got a couple of wholesalers now that I'm seeing them pop up on occasion. They get sold pretty quick. They're usually fairly small stock number of them, but I've had opportunity to buy a few more if I wanted to. So it's pretty neat. Yeah, you want to just move right on into our use of force?
Yeah, let's do that.
So this segment brought to you by Clear Creek Shooting. For all your firearm needs, check out Clear Creek Shooting at clearcreekshooting33.com. And if you don't see anything on the website that you want, which I don't have a lot on the website, just shoot me a message for pricing, and I can probably beat most everybody's prices. All right, the first one we've got is a teenage. This one, where was this one out of? Columbia, South Carolina. So apparently a teenager, I think he was 17, him and his father get into an argument. Father ends up punching the teenager and then starts choking him, and as he was choking him, throws him down to the ground. Apparently the mother tried to intervene at that point, but by that time the son, the 17-year-old, was able to pull a gun and shot the father twice in the stomach, killing him. So after a lengthy investigation, there was no charges filed. It was ruled as justified homicide. But so, using your criteria.
Well, that wasn't going to be difficult to use my criteria.
Why?
Let's try and see.
I forgot what your criteria is.
Why'd you bring it up if you don't remember what the criteria is?
Well, it's yours. What's the criteria that we use now? I need to write that down.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have it?
I got it somewhere.
That's a way to be prepared for that. I sent you the agenda.
Yeah, I got that.
You didn't think?
Well, let's talk about, so, I mean, obviously there's some family issues going on with this, so.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet he wishes he'd just grounded him instead of punching him now.
All right, so the first one's kind of good. The first one's situational awareness, so that kind of gets thrown out on this. So yeah, it's not really anything there.
Yep.
All right, well let's go. The second one is readiness.
Well, he was ready.
Apparently he was ready to fight, and he was carrying, I guess. I assume he was carrying.
So. At 17.
Yeah, which is...
It was his mother's gun, legally owned by his mother and legally bought by his mother.
Can you legally carry at 17?
I need to look up South Carolina law, but as far as I know, everywhere is 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. 18 is Alabama.
All right. So that'll be in another one. Accuracy. Seems pretty accurate.
Yeah. And
two shots.
Two shots and stopped. So that was good.
Lawful.
Turned out it was lawful. I mean, it was self defense.
Self defense. He was, yeah. If you read the article, he started off choking him, went to the ground, and he was continued choking him.
Well, he started off punching him, then choked him, then took him to the ground, and continued choking him.
And kid pulled the gun and shot him.
I mean, normally you can't escalate to deadly force in a fist fight, but I think this was more than a fist fight. I think it was definitely.
It was definitely self defense. So. Yeah. Apparently, it was lawful because they had as they said, a lengthy investigation and no charges were brought. Moral.
Well, just because they say it was. Because a lot of times they would have brought charges whether it was justifiable or not.
And I don't know if we really can speak on the moral aspect of it. It was a self-defense issue.
There's got to be some history there.
Well, they were related. Remember his father's son.
I get so that.
History.
I mean, bad history.
Oh, okay. I
mean, you know. I get in an argument with my dad. I don't normally just reach for my gun, or he doesn't try to punch me in the face.
He should have, but I'd like to punch him in the face.
Yeah, but you ain't man enough.
What about any other options they could have had there? I don't know. We don't know the.
Well, I don't know how long the argument went before the punch started. So I mean, maybe
we don't know whether they're living together. I mean, probably since he's 17, or
you know, the father probably should have backed off from the arguing. He definitely shouldn't have punched him.
No,
so I don't think from the son's side, I don't know what else he could have done.
I bet he after had two rounds in his belly, he probably thought he shouldn't have punched him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I agree with that.
We shouldn't be making fun of that.
Well, so that was a tough one, but I think from a self-defense scenario, he did what he was legally able to do.
Let's talk about one that may be easier to deal with.
There's apparently video footage of that the police reviewed.
Really?
And a lot of witness statements. So that's how they ruled that. Yeah, probably so. It sounded like it's in the driveway in the front yard or something. So that's one of the things that the police used to rule that as justifiable homicide. Right. So
what else you got?
So I got a one out of Indiana. Man shoots an intruder. So apparently a man awoke in his house to find a stranger in his living room. Tried to get the guy to leave. The guy ended up attacking the homeowner. Homeowner took up a gun and fatally shot the invader. The homeowner went to the hospital and treated for some abrasions and some bruises.
All right. Number one, situational awareness.
I mean, he was asleep, but he was aware enough to go down and check his...
Yeah, but not aware enough to take a firearm with him.
Yeah, it's the way it sounded.
And also to try to talk him into just leaving.
Yeah, yeah, true.
I mean, that's... He did see somebody was there, but he's not... Smart enough to think, hey, somebody.
I don't know if he's not smart enough. He just wouldn't. Maybe he just didn't think anything was wrong.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. He heard a noise.
If somebody's
downstairs.
Standing in my living room, I'm going to do more than just ask him to leave.
Well, no, I get that part of it, but I'm just saying. Call the guy not smart just because of that.
All right. What about readiness?
Well. Even if he didn't have it on him as he went down there, he had one readily available.
He got the crap beat out of him.
He was just treated for some minor abrasions and bruises.
Enough to go to the hospital.
Well, I mean, after a shooting in your home, I would say...
On a scale of 1 to 5, how ready do you think he was here?
3.
Nah, so not real ready.
But
you agree with me then.
On your remark about going to the hospital, I would say no. After any shooting, Let them take you to the hospital.
No, I ain't going to the hospital. So you're going to find something else wrong with me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that way you're not having to worry about answering questions for police. You go, the guy got checked out. You got a lot of adrenaline going on, so I think it's a good idea.
What about accuracy?
Sounds like it's pretty accurate. Family shot the invader.
Yep. All right. Lawful?
Definitely lawful. I think every state has a castle doctrine. I think there's only one state. I can't even remember which one it was. Yeah, we've talked about that before. I thought we were going to look that up.
I had to retreat.
But you had to retreat. And it's definitely not Indiana. So there was no retreat required.
What about moral?
Somebody break into your house. Imminence is already in place because they broke into your house. You can throw imminence out because it's there. So, yeah, I think it's definitely moral.
All right. What other options did he have?
Well, he could have stayed upstairs and called the police.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long it would take him there. And if this guy was willing to assault him downstairs, what did he say? He wouldn't come upstairs and assault him. So not a lot of other options. I mean, he could have left his house if he could have got out and called the police. But a lot of people were not going to retreat from their house because somebody's in their house.
I mean, I think he did a decent job.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he probably should have come down with the gun.
Yeah, I think you need to have one available where you're at. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having some staged in other places.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to be, if I'm getting a crap beat out of me, go retrieve one.
No, I agree. There are charges are pending prosecutor's review of the case. So the last I could find, so far there has been no charges, but for the guy that
broke in.
No, he's dead. Why are they going to charge him?
I forgot he died. Charge him with breaking in. Oh, I forgot he died. Why are they going to charge this guy with?
I don't know. I don't know. The story sounds a little strange when you read through it. So I don't know if everything is truthful. So they're probably just making sure the guy's story is truthful before they decide not to charge. But
What's next?
I've got. Well, we haven't had a road rage case in quite a while. So we've got one. And if you look in the media, the way they describe this is not the way the case actually is. So
that's a shocker.
Yeah, very shocking. So you basically had a lady getting followed by this other vehicle. She pulls into a parking lot in a department store or something. Two ladies get out of the vehicle that was following her, come up and start assaulting her at her driver's side window. Enough so that people were going to intervene. Until they heard gunshots, and then they all scrambled away. But so apparently, as they were up assaulting her, she pulled a firearm, shot both women. It was a mother and a daughter, and she shot both, putting both of those individuals into the hospital. They did not die, but they were put in the hospital. No charges filed against the lady for the shooting, because she was deemed self-defense. But what was interesting is no charges filed for the other two ladies for coming and assaulting her either.
So everything's just good to go.
Yeah, I don't know how they don't get charged. That was the one question I had. But again, you got emotions getting away from you from something that happened in the vehicles. They never say what caused the argument or the ladies to follow her. I assume something on the road occurred and they didn't like it, so they followed her.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So, well,
situational awareness. I mean, if she knew they was following her, she pulled
over.
I'd say go to a police station and pull over.
Right.
But she did pull over. It sounded like she was in a parking area, but she was still driving. She stopped at a stop sign, and they jumped out and ran up to her when she stopped at a stop sign. Okay. So I don't know if she necessarily was stopping.
I mean, she was aware of what was going on.
She could have taken off at that point.
Yeah, okay. Readiness?
Well, I mean, she had one available.
Yeah.
Apparently it was fairly close, but it sounded like they were assaulting her.
Do we know how old the daughter was?
I didn't see ages. Okay. They did not name those two people. So I'm not sure. But both were assaulting her, enough so that bystanders were headed that way to put a stop to it because they were. It was such a bad assault. Okay. So it was definitely,
I don't know how
they wouldn't just walk up and arguing. I don't know how they get charged either. It's crazy.
So accuracy?
She got both of them.
Yeah. Didn't see any reports of rounds flying any other locations, I don't guess.
No, and they didn't die, so she didn't just sit there and keep shooting and get out and do a hit shot or anything. Right. So she stopped when the threat was gone.
Lawful.
Definitely lawful.
Moral.
I mean, you could say, well, she escalated it to deadly force when they weren't using deadly force, but you had two people against one. They were assaulting her.
Yeah.
She was probably sitting in her vehicle and they're out just punching her.
Yeah. So, no, I'm good with it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was definitely.
And same with morally. I think she had a right. She's got a right to defend herself.
Yeah. Morally, proportionally, eminence.
You don't know what's going to happen with the daughter. If you get incapacitated, you don't know what to do your daughter either. So.
Huh?
What do you mean?
What daughter? Did she have a kid with her?
Was it not?
Yeah. What do you mean, did she have a kid with her?
The mother and the daughter got shot.
No.
Yeah, so the lady shot and shoots the mother and daughter.
Oh, I thought it was the daughter in a vehicle with the lady.
No.
Oh, okay. That's what I mean. What is she going to do? The daughter's sitting there punching the lady in the face.
That's why I asked you how old the daughter was.
I was wondering why that
was. I thought it was two people in the car. Not two people. I was like, okay.
Two people.
I thought it was two people, and then they were going after a mother and a daughter in a vehicle.
No. A mother and daughter go after another lady in a vehicle.
Okay.
Try to stay with me.
We got some nice families in this episode. I mean, it's some good family stuff.
Well, I mean, at least
they're
doing stuff together.
Well, they are. They're not fighting one another.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give them credit for that. People.
Stick together. All right. Yeah. Any other options there? Obviously, just try to drive off.
Try to drive off. I'm wondering if she had her window down or if they. I'm way it sounded. Maybe they just pulled her door open or something to get to her. Which makes more sense than punching through the window the way the assault was occurring.
Have you seen that video of that guy punching the window? And, the guy just comes up, just wailing on the window. On Instagram. Probably TikTok and all that other stuff. Dude just comes up and just starts hitting the window. I mean, hit as hard as he can. When the window doesn't shatter or anything, this guy just sits in his vehicle. he just pounding on it about 6-7 times until finally his wife grabs him and pulls him away. But I saw this video.
I need to look there.
I saw it. They had a little dog sitting in the car. And it shows the dog sitting there. And then it shows this guy coming up to it. And you see the little dog roll the window up.
Dog didn't roll the window.
And the guy starts banging on the window. And the little dog just sitting there listening to music like everything's okay in the world. It's hilarious. It's so funny.
And
I get it.
That was a meme they made out of it. Funny. I did see one where a guy comes up to a vehicle and he looked like he was angry, going to do something. And the guy in the vehicle said, "You might want to get some self defense classes before you come up here."
And he got turned around and walked off.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he took him at his word. All right, let's move on to our next use of force.
All right.
So this one is a. Out of Arizona. This is terrible. This is not one of the better ones. Not that these others have been good, but so you basically had a 12-year-old kid approaches two men at a gas station holding a gun, pointing a gun at them. They start.
He goes to rob them.
He's going to rob them.
Yep.
Then they start to pull their own gun. He starts shooting. They start shooting back. The little 12-year-old kid gets killed. One of the guys, older man,
54-year-old man, got killed.
The other guy didn't get hit, but he was the only one that survived the whole thing. Apparently, this 12-year-old was a person of interest in several other
armed robberies.
Felonies. Yeah. So, goodness, it's just crazy to me.
Out of Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah.
All right, so. All right, situational awareness. I mean, they saw it. I mean, not a whole lot you can do when you see somebody.
I mean, somebody's walking up to you with a gun already pointing at you. Yeah. I guess you could be like Abu Sub and you sit there with your hand on your gun. And
at that point, it's probably a good idea.
And
maybe he lives in that area.
And situational awareness red, though.
What was his name?
Mahoob. Mahoob. What is his name?
I don't know what you did.
Well, I think I said it right the first time. Now I don't remember.
I don't think you did, but
I think I did.
What about readiness?
Well, they were ready.
Yeah, they were ready
as much as you could be. Somebody's already got a gun drawn on you.
Yeah, accuracy wise, they were.
I mean, I don't know.
Gunfight ensued, so we don't know how many shots were fired. It just says a gunfight ensued. All right,
two people got hit. I would say it was lawful. They were defending themselves.
Well, we'll see. It's under investigation. No charges filed at this time. But from looking at it from a self-defense, you've got imminence. There's definitely imminence there. You got proportionality. You've got a guy with a gun, so you can definitely use a gun. You've got there's no reason to retreat. You don't have to retreat.
Yeah, well, you can't really retreat.
No,
there,
not at that point because the threat's already there.
Yeah.
Reasonableness, I think, is definitely reasonable. I mean, I hate that this is a 12-year-old kid, but you're not going to sit here and just because he's 12 years old, and rob and shoot you.
Yeah.
So, I think all the elements are there for a set.
Right. What about moral?
What are you supposed to do?
No, I think what they did was right.
I mean, I'm not asking a kid how old he is when he's sitting there shooting at
me. No, not either. No. So. And so I don't see that they had any other options other than just to. Oh. They could either sit there and give up whatever and get shot, or they can fight back. And they decided to fight back. Well, now, I got no issue with that.
So this kid was a person of interest in several other felonies. So they knew about this kid. Why is he out running around? How hard is it to find a 12-year-old kid running around? That's what's frustrating.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so terrible, terrible thing. Two people died. 12-year-old kid died. Man probably had a family died for stupid crap. It's just ridiculous. You know, I make a joke about the Mossad guy. So he made a video about when he's at a gas station, he's always scanning the area, and he's always got one hand on the gas pump, the other hand on his gun, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, it's, you know, they've got the situation awareness.
You need to have two hands on your gun.
No, I mean, you know, you can be in what they call yellow. When you in situational awareness where you're aware of your surroundings, but you shouldn't always be in like that. But in this case, probably should have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bad events in that one.
But. Yeah, not good. All right, what's up next?
So that's all the use of force I had. So let's jump right into in the news stuff. I got a lot of stuff in the news this time. First, we got a New Mexico bill. The great governor of New Mexico is doing some stuff again.
And this is the same idiot that we talked about a few months ago.
Pretty much. So they're trying to establish a statewide 7-day wedding period, which so both the governor and the media is in the ruling for who is dumber, because they make a statement. The media report says it doubles the federal wedding period. Well,
there's a federal wedding.
There is not. There is no federal wedding period.
Okay,
there,
I was wondering.
That does not exist. They're probably referring to the 3-day period if you get delayed on a 4473 background check.
Yeah,
but there, you know,
not a,
that's
yeah,
why it's
no
called
federal. There's state
instant
wedding
background
periods.
Checks.
Yeah, there's state wedding.
Yeah, there is no such thing as a federal.
And it's because people don't know what the actual laws are.
No, media should check stuff like that. Now, there are some exemptions to this, and this is funny. Permit holders, FFL holders, law enforcement, all exempted from the 7-day wedding period. Now, they're supposedly putting this into place so they can stop impulse buys and provide more time for background checks to be completed. So, why would these other people not be affected by that?
I don't know.
If somebody's just doing an impulse buy because they got mad at somebody, even if you're a permit holder, I guess you've already got your guns, so you can just go shoot somebody immediately.
Yeah, you need one you got.
Yeah. But I just thought that's ridiculous. And if somebody, you know, is in a bad situation, say they're a lady and they got an ex-boyfriend or ex-husband threatening them, we definitely want to make sure they wait 7 days before they get something to protect themselves.
No, absolutely.
And they shouldn't be able to protect themselves. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. It's a Democratic majority in New Mexico, so I'm sure that'll probably get pushed through. I mean, you've got some other states that's got wedding periods.
It'll get pushed through then in one of the courts.
I think Colorado.
Years.
I'm not sure, but didn't Colorado have like a 10-day wedding period?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's just ridiculous. The next one I've got, so you got a Senate bill that's going through trying to prohibit carrying firearms within 100 feet of a polling place. Or any ballot receptacles.
Well, heck, I can't leave my house. I can't drive down my road then.
Well, I mean, I guess in order for us to to do our constitutional right of voting, we had to forego our constitutional right of, well, of having a firearm.
Well, Artie, you can't take them in polling places now.
Really?
By law, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's what they say.
Yeah. I didn't see any signs on the doors the last time I went to the one.
You sure?
I didn't.
I think I see a sign every time.
I didn't look.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I didn't.
Not at my polling place. There's no signs
there. I didn't carry.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't carry one. I wouldn't.
But anyway, yeah. So that's. I mean, that gets us when we talk about South Carolina. There's some stuff in that one too. So
yeah, I mean, it's just irritating that you're gonna forego one right so you can do it.
Yeah, I'll give you this right, but you can't have this right.
Well, speaking of South Carolina, so South Carolina and Louisiana became our 28th and 29th constitutional carry states. So. Can't remember how many. Well, I guess 28 and 29.
how many there are? Well, before those two, it was 27.
Okay.
Yeah, those two. Now we get to 29.
Yeah, I know what I was thinking there. So good. I didn't have it read.
It's kind of good.
I haven't read. Have you looked into it?
I looked into South Carolina one a little bit. I heard a little bit of podcast on it on guns. What's that one? Radio Guns and Radio. What is that show? What's that show? We listen to.
I was going to listen to that one tomorrow.
Well, you can still listen to it.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me what they did.
Well, so they got a long list of places you can't carry.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, long list of places that you can't carry in a lot of different areas.
This week in guns?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. They also... Let's see, the prohibited locations are just, it goes on and on. It's
not carry at all? I mean, even with permit or just?
Yeah, no, you can't carry it in these offices. One of them, church or other established religious sanctuary unless express permission is given by the appropriate church official or governing body. That's in the list of places you can't carry.
Who's the appropriate church official?
Yeah. Hospital, medical clinic, doctor's office, any other facility where medical services and procedures are performed. I don't understand that, by the way. Residence or dwelling place of another person without the express permission of the owner or person in legal control. Place clearly marked with a sign prohibiting the carry of a concealable weapon on the premises in compliance with their section.
Oh, that's bull.
Office of or business meeting of the governing body of a county, public school district, municipality, or special purpose district. Polling place on election days. Courthouse, courtroom, other publicly owned building, whether owned by the state or county, a municipality, or other political subdivision, where court is held and during the time the court is in session. So it's just on and on and on. School or college athletic event not related to firearms. Daycare facility or preschool facility. So that was added to this.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, well, I'm reading it. It was. So
I believe you.
I mean, sure it was. I just told you it was.
What the crap? Go ahead.
All right. Also, establishes a requirement to report a lost or stolen firearm. So they already had this in South Carolina.
I mean, say when
they had a requirement that you required to report a stolen firearm within 30 days before this. Now it's 10 days. So if there is the owner or other person who is lawfully in possession of a firearm, rifle, or shotgun in this state who suffers a loss or theft of such weapon, shall report within 10 days of discovery the loss or theft of each weapon to the appropriate local law enforcement agency.
That's tough, because let's say you had one in your vehicle and you didn't realize it was stolen.
Yeah.
They use it in a crime. It gets traced back to you.
Yep.
More than 10 days, that's a felony.
So, I mean, I only bring that up because we look at this and we say, oh, that's a win.
Yeah.
We got another constitutional carry state. And then you go look at the laws, and they just throw all kinds of crap. And you got a Democrat that's in the Congress in South Carolina said, I'm sure we'll be coming back and revisiting this, because all this is going to do is get police killed.
Oh, my gosh. It's so silly.
What if they see a gun laying on the seat? They can't even ask about why it's there. Yeah, right, because it's none of their business. That's going to get people killed.
What do you mean they can't ask why it's not there?
Why?
I mean, they could.
You ain't got to respond, though.
No, but I mean, saying they can ask wherever they want to.
You got to listen to this weekend guns. They had a pretty good response to that one. You can imagine what they would say.
Oh, yeah.
We won't say it here, but
yeah, I like those guys.
They had a response to that question. What's that gun doing? Yeah, okay.
I'll listen to that one.
So, I mean, it's good that we do have more constitutional carry states. But if you go and look at these laws, they get stuff added on in there too that's not good.
Well, that's typical. They do that on all of them.
I know.
I need to look at Louisiana and see. Did they say anything about it?
I didn't look that one up. I got the agenda a little late this week. So if I could get that a little bit earlier,
maybe so prepare something. Maybe if you actually prepared something.
So maybe a little earlier.
All right, let's move on to the next. So I got a federal judge. It's out of Washington. He's going to allow lawsuits against gun makers.
And this is silly. How can he do that?
It's federal that you can't, but he did because nothing matters. I mean, it doesn't matter.
So they can just break the law whenever.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Well, and somebody had to be affected because, you know, some of these gun organizations try to sue and they say, well, you don't have standing because nobody's been affected by it yet. I think this is what happened. I think NSSF actually tried to bring up a lawsuit and they wouldn't let them because they said, no, you don't have standing.
So it had to be, somebody, and it'll only be for that particular person, too. So if they get a ruling, it'll only be.
Yeah, it'd have to go through the appeals process before it can affect everybody else. Okay. Yeah. And then we got a new Colorado bill trying to make gun owners pay into a fund for criminal violence or criminal victims. I'm sorry. So legal gun owners are supposed to help pay for criminal victims. Not the criminals themselves, but legal gun owners. And the way they're going to do that, and I think California is fixing to do this too, is I think starting in a couple of months, they're adding a big tax, an additional 11% tax on firearms and ammunition.
Goodness gracious.
11%.
Colorado.
On top of what tax they already.
Man, that's a crappy state.
Yeah. So on a positive side.
Get your marijuana and tax your guns.
Yeah. Yeah. The Ohio Supreme Court declares that warning shots can be lawful in self-defense, which is
that's surprising.
Very surprising.
Yeah.
So apparently these two guys get into, I can pull it up. They get into an argument. One guy pulls a gun out and shoots it in the air as a warning, and he got arrested, of course.
Yeah.
Because normally that's a crime. But he took it to a court, and they said it could be considered self-defense. So it's going to be interesting how that continues on.
Boy, could you see that just play out? One guy, he starts shooting in there, and this guy starts shooting in there.
I don't know.
you just shooting all in there, and you change your mag, still shooting in there.
I am surprised that one went that direction. I mean, so apparently two guys get into at a gas station. Oh, well, this stuff happens at a gas station. In a verbal argument. The argument, of course, escalated to the point where Wilson, the guy, felt obliged to fire warning shots into the night sky, claiming he intended to merely frighten the other gentleman off rather than to harm him, which kind of hurts his case at that point because you usually can't use lethal force if there's not an imminence.
Yeah.
So, but the Ohio Supreme Court agreed that warning shots could qualify as lawful self-defense.
Okay.
So, very, very interesting. So, we do have another bill. I think this is going through federally. We're trying to ensure the Veterans 2A rights bill. So, where there's some verbiage not allowing veterans or taking gun rights away from veterans, this has been taken care of through this bill. So I think they're trying to claim that if people aren't mentally well, they take their gun rights away. But basically what this is, if it's just because you can't manage you have somebody manage your finances.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You can't take your gun rights away because you're not managing your own finances.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big part of that. You got anti-gun people talking about, well, we're going to let mentally unstable people have guns.
Yeah, I mean, they put that in there, but then it has this overarching reach of all this other stuff that didn't.
Or this maybe should be for everybody, though, not just veterans. This should be for everybody.
It should be.
Just because some people can't manage their finances doesn't mean you take away their constitutional rights.
Yeah.
We got a San Diego federal judge ruled that the California state ban on high frequency purchases was unconstitutional. I don't know if it's the same judge that does all these rulings in California, but
oh, yeah.
Then high frequency purchases, that's more than one purchase per month.
That's high frequency?
That's high frequency.
Goodness gracious.
So right now in California, you can't purchase more than one firearm per month. And
I don't know how that's even constitutional.
Well, it's not. It was ruled unconstitutional. But it's still remaining in effect on appeal.
Yeah.
So it hasn't gone away yet.
Why is that? I don't understand why that remains in effect.
Why, if you
declare it unconstitutional, it should be, all right, we're not doing this. We'll go look at it more. But we're not doing it while it's declared unconstitutional.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's all I had for in the news. I don't have anything from USCCA news. Do you have anything from USCCA?
No, I ain't heard anything. Not since the last.
Nothing on USPSA either. So, is that what you thought I was talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what'd you say?
I said USCCA.
Oh, yeah, I'm not listening to you. No, I've seen some. There's been some YouTube videos out that I have not watched talking about them again.
Yeah, but it was the same case. It was one video talking about the same case. They bring up the same case over and over.
That's why I didn't go listen to it. Let's give me some other cases.
Yeah, the video said, here's another case that they're not. And I listened to it. It's the same one, and he had the facts wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can't even watch those.
So, USPSA, nothing new there since the last board meeting. Ben Berry did a pretty good review of the last.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
The only USPSA news I have is I did. You're gonna love this.
Oh, here we go.
I did renew my membership.
Matt.
Hey, I'm voting.
Matt.
You done?
Yeah.
Matt.
Idiot. Things are starting to change a bit on the board. Yeah, they are.
All right, go ahead.
So we'll see how the votes go over the next few months for some of the new area directors. Did you not listen to Ben Berry? He's talking about give them time. So I'm giving them some time.
Okay. Calm down.
Plus, I'm thinking about it. Once we get that bay fixed up at the range and I can practice some stages, I might shoot another match.
Oh, that'd be good. So, get us some good video out of that.
So that's what I'm thinking about. So let's move on to our last section. Who is dumber? I got
you.
No. I got four entries as my
your dog's about to fight over here.
My dogs growl at each other. Oh my gosh. She's not happy.
Don't seem like it. All right.
I wonder if you can hear that on there. All right. So, first one is the New Mexico media and the governor for stating that there was a federal waiting period. That's easy to find out and understand there's not. Yeah. The next, we can talk a little bit about this one, is the head of the ATF.
Was he actually the head of the ATF? Or was the one that couldn't take a Glock apart.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah. He's definitely in the ATF. Yeah. So he's doing an interview on, I guess, CBS or somewhere, looking at guns, and pulls up this gun and tries to take it apart and has no clue how to take it apart.
Well, I mean, it seemed like he knew. He just couldn't get it to work.
Well,
he ends up grabbing a different one and takes it apart.
I think he did that so he could show he could do one.
Yeah, it took a long time for him to be able to get the slide off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, kind of have an idea what you're going to talk, how you're going to do that if you're going
to. He handed it to another guy. That doesn't look well when you're the head of the ATF, and you don't know how to take these guns apart.
Who's our other nominee?
So this one is for it wasn't the Alec Baldwin case, but it was the armor that was part of it.
The lady. Gutierrez or whatever her name
is. So they had a defense expert testifying about the guns and how they operate. So he pulls his gun out, sitting on the witness stand, and first off, doesn't clear it.
No.
So the judge stops him and says, hey, you didn't clear that gun. We'd all feel a little bit better if you'd make sure that thing is not loaded. So he says, okay. And as he's doing that, he points the gun directly at the judge. The bailiff had to reach over and push it down.
He sweeps the judge. He sweeps over. Yeah, the bailiff grabs it a couple times to keep him from sweeping people. And he just constantly doing it. He puts his hand in front of it and just, it was awful. That's one thing that the ATF guy did when he was trying to get the side off. He put his hand
right in front of the barrel.
In front of the barrel, yeah. Yeah.
But he was, the whole defense for that lady was horrible.
Oh, that's
the defense attorney, yeah. The defense experts. Yeah. She got convicted of involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah. Watching the video of this Joker sweeping everybody, just multiple times. He did not have a clue of what he was doing.
It's terrible. And sticking with the Alec Baldwin stuff, Alec Baldwin himself did an interview, and it's been out for a little while, I think, for probably a year or so. But when he was asked about who was responsible for gun safety, he said, well, not him, because it should have been the armor.
He just
does what they say, so he's not responsible for gun safety.
No, it's somebody else's responsibility.
Gun safety is not his responsibility.
No.
He's supposed to trust what people tell him.
Yeah, trust that things ready to go.
So he should be going to trial here pretty soon.
I think he is. I'm going to pick first this week. My pick is the defense expert pointing his gun at everybody in the trial there.
The New Mexico one makes me mad just because I'm an FFL holder, and I know how stupid that is to make those kind of statements. But the ATF guy not knowing how to take apart a gun, I can see how that could happen sometimes. A lot of guns are different taking them apart, but if you're going to do... If you're gonna do something, you should.
I would do it before I got on camera.
But definitely the defense guy.
Yeah,
it was multiple times.
No, it looked like over and over.
He had no clue.
No, he had no idea about guns. No. And he supposedly is the expert.
He did not. It was painful to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should have just told, "Hey, dude, just go sit down." There was no coming back from that. There was nothing they could do after he did that.
No.
To make him like an expert. No, he just defeated their whole case right there. So it was it was pretty bad. But yeah, so I'm with you. I go with the defense expert at the judge. So that's all I've got.
That's
for
it.
The
so
agenda.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. You got anything else?
Nope, I don't.
All right, well, that's it. We are Everything Guns.
We're out.